How did you know? Schindler asked.
Their voices,
Ulyar said as he stared into space. Or rather, their speech, when they spoke in their own language just before their attack. I only heard it once, but it's something I'll never forget.
We must get medical attention for Aristocrat Chafon Bintrano,
Fisa cut in angrily.
Where is your medical center?
What difference does it make?
Ulyar growled.
Those things will kill anyone who tries to leave.
No one's going anywhere, Schindler said firmly. There's no need. The Jedi and Imperials are still free. They'll find us. Keeley snorted.
Jedi, he said. There aren't any Jedi, Ulyar said. You heard Bersh. They're already dead.
I'll believe that when I see it, Schindler said, turning around to peer through the chairs. The Wolfkills had finished their post-slaughter grooming and had moved closer to the makeshift refuge, probably drawn by the voices.
We need a weapon, Ulyar murmured. That's what we need, a weapon.
Those men and Shiss had weapons too, Schindler reminded him, looking past the Wolfkills to the dead bodies scattered about the far end of the room. What we really need is help. He trailed off, his eyes focused on the nearest of the dead peacekeepers and the comlink hooked to his belt. The comlink the boy had reached for when Ulyar had ordered the jamming to be shut off.
Director, Schindler said,
if we had one of the peacekeepers' comlinks, could we shut off the jamming?
If we had one, yes, Ulyar said. There's a special twist frequency command line built into those comlinks that allows for communication with other peacekeepers in the command system. Do you know how to operate it? Of course, the director growled.
Except that the nearest comlink is 10 meters away,
Tarkosa pointed out.
Were you hoping to convince one of the animals to bring it to you?
No. Schindler looked at Evelyn. Not one of the animals. The girl looked back at him.
No, she whispered. I can't.
Yes, you can, Schindler told her firmly. You must. No, Rosemary cut in emphatically. You heard her, she can't.
Can't what?
Ulyar demanded, his voice suddenly watchful. There's nothing special about her, Rosemary insisted. Yes, there is, Schindler said. You know that as well as I do.
Rosemary, it's our best chance.
No,
Rosemary bit out.
So I was right,
Ulyar said softly.
Rosemary whirled on him. Leave her alone, she flared at him.
You're not going to send her to 3 to die. You're not.
She's a Jedi, Tarkosa snarled. That's all the law requires. Then the law is a fool, Schindler said.
No,
Evelyn said, her face pleading, her eyes shimmering with tears.
Please, Ambassador, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a Jedi.
Schindler shook his head. You don't have a choice, he told her quietly. None of us gets to choose which talents and abilities we're born with. You can use the Force, Evelyn. It's one of the greatest and rarest gifts that anyone can ever be given. You can't simply throw it away.
Schindler turned to Ulyar. She has the power of the Jedi, Director Ulyar, he said. She always will. You should be honored to know her.
The other's eyes bored into him like a pair of hungry Duracrete slugs. But there was apparently something in Jinsler's expression that warned against further argument. The director merely gave a contemptuous snort and turned his face away without speaking. Schindler looked at Tarkosa and Keeley in turn, silently daring each of them to object. But whatever it was Ulyar had seen, they saw it too. Neither of them spoke. And finally, he turned back to Rosemary. There's one last thing, he said. She needs the approval of the people she loves. More importantly, she deserves it. Rosemary swallowed visibly.
It's all right, Evelyn. It's all right. Go ahead and use what you have.
Evelyn looked up into her mother's face, as if mentally testing her sincerity. Then she lowered her gaze to Jindler. "What do you want me to do?" "The peacekeeper over there by the wall has a comlink on his belt," Jindler told her. "It's the only thing that can shut off the jamming and let us call to our friends for help. We need you to bring it to us." Evelyn set her jaw.
"All right," she said. "I'll try."
Pressing his cheek against the chairs above him, wincing as one of the wolf kills snorted a breath of fetid air practically in his face, Jindler looked across the room. At the peacekeeper's side, the comlink twitched. Ulyar grunted something under his breath. The comlink twitched again, harder this time. And then, suddenly, it popped free of its clip and clattered onto the deck. Slowly, though not at all steadily, the comlink began to move across the deck. Then, almost anticlimactically, the comlink was at the chair. Reaching out carefully, Evelyn plucked the device in through one of the gaps in the mesh. And an instant later, jerked backward with a gasp as a snarling wolfkill slammed his snout into the chair, nearly knocking it out of position. "Give it to me," Jindler snapped, snatching the comlink out of the startled girl's hand. "Here," he added, tossing it to Ulyar as he swung his legs over and braced his feet against the chair. "Shut off the jamming."
"It's off," Ulyar called.
Holding grimly onto one of the chair backs with one hand, Jindler thumbed on his comlink with the other, keying for general broadcast.
"Luke! Mara! Commander Fell!" he called. "Emergency!"